You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, theatre fans. Welcome and thanks for tuning in. This is just a quick heads up for everyone with warning triggers around this topic. This episode does contain conversations about rape and sexual assault. So please, please, please be careful as you listen through. Enjoy, and we will see you on the other side.
Hello, theatre fans, one and all. Welcome back to the We Are Theatre podcast. Today, we are back talking about Jagged Little Pill, and I am joined by Emily, who is playing Frankie in the Australian production. Hey, Em, how you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am absolutely buzzing about this show. For those, this is kind of a fresh show because it kind of started in New York prior to like lockdowns and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So the word kind of really hasn't spread much. Give us an insight into Frankie and the character that you're bringing to the stage here in the show.
All right. Frankie is really, she's an interesting one. She's an interesting girl. She is a passionate, firstly, she is a transracial adoptee. And so she's a black girl in a white family. And she lives in Connecticut, USA, which is has a very large white population. Like it's like 80% white or something like that. And she is a passionate, emotionally volatile, that's the word I like to call it. She follows her like internal compass, I guess. Like she, when she feels something, she follows it, which is good and bad at the same time. And yeah, she really just is longing to kind of be allowed to be human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I vibe that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Frankie kind of starts a lot of the big turning points throughout the show as well.
Yeah.
Like it's like she's the fire that starts the spread of everything. With this show, I feel like this is a really important show. Not only from a theatre perspective, but from a social perspective as well, with everything that gets tackled during this show, could very well come off very like, oh, we're trying to tell too, or trying to capture too many different themes and trying to portray too many things on stage. But somehow this show does it so well. Frankie is at the heart of a lot of these things. So getting to go through all the different themes and be a part of like the family dynamic, obviously, for those of you that don't know what goes on in the show, there's a lot of things about addiction, drugs, rape, sexuality, like identifying self and everything like that. So what's been the biggest kind of thing for you to learn how to portray Frankie on stage? What was that moment that you were like, cool, this is who Frankie is to me and this is how I'm going to bring her and bring her to be true on stage here?
I think firstly I had to kind of turn back the time just a little bit to back when I was 16 and try and find some ties that 16-year-old me has with 16-year-old Frankie, because Frankie's 16 in the show, and try and figure out, like, because when you're 16, you kind of, you're not really, or at least I was not really, like, I thought everything that I thought was correct.
Yes.
So you kind of go around thinking, yep, what I know is correct. Everyone else kind of a thing. So I had to kind of get that mentality, and also the mentality that I have now, knowing all of these issues and all of these themes and how they all these themes kind of affect one another, and kind of bring that fire of this is right, this is right, and bring that to the stage for Frankie.
This obviously tackling these topics on stage is intense, for one, to obviously be a part of the cast and having to kind of create a reality of sorts where these feelings. So what's this kind of navigation period been like for you guys to all become one and feel safe presenting these topics on stage and being able to communicate with one another to make sure it's done in a safe environment as a cast?
Yeah, the company management like did that really, really well. We've introduced checking ins with each other before we tackle those heavier scenes. So we'll start the day or before the scene or before the act. We'll just check in with one another and make sure that they'll just see where everyone's mind space is. And then you can tap out anytime if you're feeling overwhelmed. You don't have to. You don't have to be scared of thinking, oh, I can't leave, I can't take a break. Like, we just have a sign, like, tap out, go out the room, you can come back whenever. No one makes a big deal out of it. And it's just really, like, it's really comforting. And everyone is super loving. So the environment is really, it's really good too. Like, you really feel open already before we even have to do any of the scenes, which is good.
Yeah. And this is your first professional show as well. So getting into this environment of going on tour and being in this room doing this big like touring show, what's that been like for you just to, as a person, get to experience this?
So exciting. I still pinch myself every now and then. It's so exciting. And when I think about it, like when I really sit down and think about it, it's crazy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of going in, like, obviously I don't know what it's going to be like, so I'm just going in really open-minded and like, we'll see how it's like when I get there, I guess. And I don't know, it's been so amazing so far. I've just been like amazed.
Yeah. We'll come back to the show in a second. What was your introduction to theatre itself? How did you get into performing and everything like that?
So I started off singing. So I started singing when I was 7. And the reason why I was put into singing is because my mum says I talked a lot as a kid. So she thought it would be better to make my voice do something else.
Yeah.
So she put me into singing lessons. And then when I was around 9, I joined our local, it was like kind of a kids theater company thing, and would like, you know, do all these, for half the year we would just do like acting exercises, and then for the later half of the year we would put on a little skit and then perform it at the end of the year, which was really fun. And then I joined dancing after that. So I kind of did them all separately.
Yeah.
Growing up. And then I did some work on film and TV for a bit. And then I came back for this.
How good. Do you remember your first introduction to musical theater? Like, what was that? Do you remember your first show that you saw?
The first show I saw would probably be Matilda. I think it was Matilda. That was the first show I saw. And like that, I think that musical was like the first time I fell in love with musicals, because I sang that. I sang Quiet, and I sang, what did I sing? Naughty, Quiet. I sang Revolting Children, like during my singing lessons, and I loved it. I loved just, you know, embodying characters, especially from that show.
Yeah. Now, getting into this professional space and getting your hands on this script, what was kind of your process in reading through and then figuring out how to like place yourself into Frankie and getting that kind of creative vibe flowing heading into rehearsals and everything like that?
So I began by obviously reading the script. When I received it, I read through the script, and I really enjoyed English in my last years of schools. I really enjoyed like my year 11 and 12 English, so I just analyzed the show like I would any novel that I did in year 11 and 12. So I went through the themes, I went through the characters. I also tried to find the ties within each storyline, like seeing how they all intertwine, which I think is really good to get a whole picture before I try and put myself in.
Yeah.
So I did like the overall, you know, themes, and things like that, just so I'd get what I'm trying to present or what Frankie is trying to do. And then I went into a character dive of Frankie and tried to, you know, tie her to me and even try and find the differences and similarities. And I love finding, like, the inconsistencies within her personality. I love trying to do a deep dive into that and try and bring those out.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I just enjoy doing that, which made me really excited to come into the room.
Yeah.
And try and portray all that I wrote down.
And I think Frankie would be one of the most interactive characters in the show as well. She has so many core relationships with so many people in this show. So getting to build that whole relationship up with Nat, Tim, Aiden, everyone like that, what's that been like to kind of build the actual core relationships of this family and relationship dynamics with these people?
Yeah, it has been so easy. Yeah. I thought that I was going to have to go in and be like, oh, like I have to pretend to like these people. But no, it was so easy. They're so loving, so open. And like we'll have like little hangouts after rehearsal, just to get to know each other. And even like the first day, I just felt like I knew them already. Yeah. And even when Nat came into the room, she came in a bit later. I was really scared that, oh, I was going to have a really good relationship with the rest of the family and not with Nat, but seamless. She's just amazing. So all that you see on stage is pretty much real. We all love each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been really good, especially how we tap in, especially when we have to do any of those tougher scenes or anything.
Yeah.
But it's really good to know that they actually like me underneath all of those scenes.
Makes it a little bit easier.
A little bit better.
Speaking of, one of the parts of this show that really captivated me was the choreo. As a dancer, let's just break down this choreo for a second, because it is so, so good. And for those of you that haven't seen the show here in Australia, like I saw it on Broadway just before all the closures happened, and I was like, it just blew my mind. Just so, what's it been like? Not only singing, acting kind of comes naturally at some point, but some choreography just is like so intense. So what's this been like trying to break down all the choreo that's out there?
We got taught the choreo by the assistant choreographer from Broadway. He flew here.
Yeah.
Mark. Yeah. And he's amazing. Like he really, like, it's not just a bunch of moves. Like he really ties it to what we're trying to portray in that scene, or even the words, or yeah, so it's not just like, oh, I'm dancing and I'm singing and I'm acting, but he really ties that all together so that it comes out looking that amazing instead of just a bunch of dance moves. It really is like you can feel it, and he leaves it really open. Like you can do a different arm if you want to. If you feel like you want to do it a different way, he'll let you. And I think that's where the authenticity in the dancing comes through.
Yeah.
And you've seen the show, so you've seen Hand in My Pocket.
Yes.
That took me way too long to learn, and I got so many bruises, but it's an amazing dance. I love it now. It's like second nature now, which is so good.
I keep jumping around all over the place just because we keep hitting different things. But some of the themes in the show are, I think, a little more prevalent after the last 2 years that we've had. We've had a lot of things come up, especially with the whole Me Too movement and everything like that. So what does it mean to you to be able to play a part in bringing these themes into light and kind of forcing the audience to have that conversation with you guys and be a part of that discovery of, oh, okay, this is what this is?
Yeah. I am so, so thankful. I'm so thankful that I get the opportunity to do that and to not even – like we're not introducing these issues of topics and themes. Like they've been here. Like we've even, the script has had a little bit of a change, like introducing more of Frankie figuring out her blackness, and like it even ties into the Black Lives Matter movement as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is really good. Like it's an evolving show, so as things happen, they tie things into the production, which I think is amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just really thankful to be able to do that for a lot of the audience.
Yeah. I remember leaving the theater in New York, and I think it's the first time I've ever felt left a theater feeling confronted, but also like wanting to challenge myself more. Like, there's no way I should have left the theater feeling that confronted. Like, I think it was just like it was a really cool moment for me where I was like, okay, why do I feel like that was targeted at me? Like, why were there so many moments there where I was like, whoa, why is my thought process like this? Like,
I love that you felt like that.
Yeah.
Because that's like, that's our aim, is like not to be judgy. Like they always say, if we're looking at a character, don't be judgy. Like, just, you know, kind of be encouraging and like look into yourself and try and change a little bit. But it's not like you did something wrong.
Yeah.
You need to change. Like, that's not what we ever want to do. And that's the only reason why you can like encourage people to change too properly.
Yeah, exactly. With the music, what was your kind of exposure to Alanis and her music prior to this show?
So I was on board when it came out. I was on board. But because I did singing growing up, there was a cut, like I remember songs like Ironic and I think Hand in My Pocket. Some kids would sing that at a set for sometimes. So when I listened to the cast album for the first time, I was like, why do I know these lyrics?
Yeah, it's kind of like those really the biggest songs. There's some in here that I had never heard of. So obviously like One Hand in My Pocket and Ironic. Mm. Yeah, cool. But there were some songs I was like, yes, of course. How can we forget
of
that?
Course.
There's like some songs there I was like, these absolutely slap. How have I never heard these before?
Yeah, that was me with Not the Doctor. I love Not the Doctor now.
This is kind of some insight for people to look forward to moments. What's your favorite moment so far coming out of rehearsals? What are you looking forward to most being able to put in front of an audience?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think there's a lot of moving moments. Like, and I would love that for everyone to have that experience you had of being like walking out and being like, I kind of want to change myself.
Yeah.
That's what I'd love to do. And also what you're saying with how Frankie has all these different core relationships, I'd love. I'm just really excited to, you know, portray them all a little bit differently and kind of, show those, the complex relationships, because they're relationships that people have every day.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to do that justice and hope that people can see the audience and be like, okay, I relate.
I love it.
To that one. Yeah.
Is there a moment, like a scene or something that you're not involved in that you just really love being able to sit and watch every day in rehearsals? Like, is there a moment that you just, as like an audience member being in that rehearsal room, you just love being a part of?
Any of the parent scenes, anything between Nat and Tim, they do amazing. And their characters have like some of the funniest jokes. So I 100%. Love that.
I love it. So, Sydney starting in like a week and a half. Oh my God, how scary is that? How?
I know.
Next week. It's next week. Mm-hmm. Oh my word. That's crazy. So December 2nd, guys, if you haven't got tickets, make sure you get in because it's only in Sydney for a month. Crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be nuts, but you will not want to miss this show. This is just one of those incredibly uplifting. There's something in it for everyone. Like, I don't think anybody going to this show won't connect to one character somewhere along the
line. Universal.
And even if you don't like the story, how can you not love Alanis's music? Just go for the music. Easy.
Yeah.
Little rock concert. Easy. So tickets are available now. Just head to, let me pull up the website, jaggedmusical.com to find all the info that you need. I'm so excited to see you guys on stage. This is going to be incredible.
So excited.
Coming out of lockdown, this is the final question. We're going to wrap up on this.
Yeah.
Coming out of lockdown, getting back into a creative space, getting to put a show on, what are you most excited for about having that first audience in on the second?
Oh, I'm excited to feel audience interaction. I've not felt that in a little bit. Like in the room, it's great, I guess. Like we don't have a real audience and like be able to feel that some of this stuff is hitting them and like feeling that reciprocation. I'm so excited to feel that.
There we go. We are going to wrap it up on that note, guys. We will be back next week. We are sticking on the Jagged train. We have a whole 4 episodes coming to you guys from Jagged Little Pill Australia. So make sure you're following along. All socials for everyone are down below. So you can check out Emily. You can check out Jagged. Make sure you do it. Everything's down below. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. See you guys.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.